these days, there seems to be an endless flow of contemporary action sci-fi adventures featuring evil forces that are determined to destroy humankind. The latest of the lot is Pacific Rim, and it involves what happens when the world, the entire world, must unite to thwart some colossal murderous monsters of the Godzilla variety. Pacific Rim is little more than a comic book come to life. Whatever shading and subtlety you think you might uncover within the storytelling becomes lost in the sheer spectacle of gazing at oversized monsters and warrior robots in endless deadly battle. In this and other similar films, the stars are not so much the actors as the special effects and the choreography of the fight scenes. And it matters little if those actors are as high-powered as Brad Pitt, who top-lines World War Z, or as low-wattage as Charlie Hunnam, the lead actor in Pacific Rim. However, what struck me most about Pacific Rim was the reporting of how it performed at the box office during its first weekend in release. And this coverage was not encouraging. USA Today reported that, and I quote, "Despite internet chatter and an online buzz that had become the envy of the industry, the $190 million sci-fi opus Pacific Rim claimed $38.3 million at the box office. The opening fell short of analyst projections of $40 million. The paper added, "Last week, the $215 million Lone Ranger opened to a dismal $29 million. The week before, the $150 million White House Down mustered just $25 million in its debut." But back to Pacific Rim. NBCNews.com reported that the film's opening weekend box office means that it has a long way to go before it can declare itself even remotely successful. The content and quality of Pacific Rim, The Lone Ranger, and White House Down notwithstanding, these films are damned as being dead on arrival because they do not immediately rake in $50 or $70 or $100 million. Is this the equivalent of a ball player who complains because his latest contract offer is for a mere $8 million? He issues a statement that this is a slave wage. For sure, he deserves a $12 million contract, or perhaps one for $15 million. And he somehow expects his fans to side with him, particularly those who would have to work a full half century to come close to earning $8 million. And here is another point. Because Pacific Rim, The Lone Ranger, and White House Down did not earn instant blockbuster status, will they forever have the word failure stamped over them? Now, years ago, new TV shows that did not become instant hits were given sufficient time to gestate, to find and build their audiences, and they eventually became classics. For example, when the sitcom Cheers debuted in 1982, it was ranked 74th out of the 77 primetime TV shows in the Nielsen ratings. But it was given a chance, and it became a top-rated show that lasted for 11 seasons. Hill Street Blues also received miserable Nielsen ratings when it premiered in 1981, but it too was not canceled, and it too became a smash hit that ran for 7 seasons. Even though it was based on a high-profile hit movie, the TV version of MASH struggled when it premiered in 1972, but it was not canceled, and it lasted 11 seasons. Years ago, a movie could open and, even if it did not immediately play to packed houses, it was allowed to build an audience via word of mouth or positive reviews. But not so today. We live in a time in which success and failure are instantaneous. If your film or TV show does not rake in the big bucks or big ratings and do so now, the result is that your film or show will be given the hook. And this really is a shame.